Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Ron Shore, CEO and president of Midori Minerals. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is MAO. Thanks for joining us today there, Ron.
Thanks, Juan.
Great. Always good to have you on. Now, start off by giving us an update on the talking about the land expansion of Comtois Gold.
Yeah, Mortar has put emphasis on the Comtois deposit, and over the past year, between our two resource areas, one, the Osborne, which has in our 43-101, 460,000 of our 500,000 ounces to the east, and the Bell Zone, which is 60,000 ounces in our, again, in our resource at in a 43-101 to the west. We've been drilling this year along what we call the Midway Zone, smack dab in the middle of the two areas, and we've hit seven holes now that are varied in grade from a low of 4 grams to a high of 57 grams over a meter and a half, and they average out not too far from our 43-101 grade, which is a rather spectacular 20 grams.
Well, great, and so, yeah, bring us up to speed on some of the other company's main operations.
Well, the company in October raised $8 million, so we have more than that in the till today. And due to that, we've gone ahead and hired a third and a fourth drill rig. The third is on our property, and the fourth will be on the property as soon as the winter freeze-up comes, because that's the best time for us to drill. We do drill year-round. Every week of the year except Christmas week, but some areas are quite swampy, particularly in the snow runoff period in late March and April, so that in the winter we like to get a lot of drilling done.
Well, good, and I'll go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what are some of the, talk about some of the market trends right now and how well the company is positioned to take advantage.
Well, gold has been on a rip-roaring tear in the past few months. It bottomed out somewhere, I think, around 850, and is up roughly $300 or more from that level. Mortar is positioned in gold and gold alone. Our property is in Quebec. There's been several countries that have acted quite flaky towards resources in the past year or so. And this happens as part of the cycle. Countries like to invite companies in to do exploration, and then once they have you building a plant, they get much more tricky about their tax laws, their depletion laws, et cetera. Quebec is a nice, solid province. They don't change the laws. And they have one distinct advantage over virtually anywhere else in the world. They rebate to exploration companies like Mordor almost half of our exploration dollars spent. So, for example, this year we'll receive $2.1 million on the $4.5 million we spent in exploration last year. We'll get a similar amount or slightly more next year. And then because we've gone to four rigs and planning to do 70,000 meters of drilling next year from about 35,000 meters this year, we might get more than double that amount in the year 2011. So we're in the right place at the right time, with a very high-grade resource, which means that if gold price were to go down, we'd be kind of the last man standing. We could probably make money at significantly less than $500 an ounce, a lot of money probably. And a lot of the newer deposits that are operating with 1 gram as opposed to our 20 grams need probably $1,000 an ounce or more to start making money. Major gold companies have not made much progress in the last 6 or 7 years, even though gold has gone from $250 an ounce to a number 4 to 5 times that level. Profitability has really not advanced very much at all. So I think it's very important to have a high-grade deposit, which will, I think, deliver profitability in almost any climate.
Well, good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Ron, for some of our audience that's new to Midori, as well as that of some of the key management.
I'm essentially a former Wall Street mining analyst. I spent 12 years at Bear Stearns. Sad story, but true. But I left them in good shape back in the year 1990. I also worked for Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. That's a thriving entity at this point. And I left Wall Street in the mid-90s to do consulting. I ended up on many boards of directors and found myself on the Mordor board when my predecessor, a woman geologist, resigned. There was no paycheck involved in the company at that point, and I liked the deposit enough so that when the board asked me to take on the responsibilities, I was willing to work for no compensation at all and build myself a equity position of almost 1 million shares because I bought most of that in the open market because I had a lot of faith in the prospects for this what I think is a fabulous resource that's growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals that you've set for Midori here for this year, for the next 12 months?
Well, the goal essentially in very simple language is to find as much gold as we can as quickly as we can, and that's why we've stepped up the drilling pace. At 35,000 meters this year, we're probably in the top decile, means the top 10% of all mining companies, including majors, in terms of amount of drilling activity. Next year, with the 70,000-meter target, we probably fall in the top 2 or 3% of all mining companies. So the plan is pretty simple. Only the drill bit will give you the assays to give you the ounces, and we're going to do an enormous amount of it. We also have promised our shareholders that we will get a revised 43-101 out to them by the end of the first quarter, meaning March of next year. So that's a very specific goal. And we might even follow that up late in the year with a revised 43-101 if the drilling continues to be as successful as it has. We probably will have a lot more ounces late in the year than we'll report on in March, so it's pretty simple. Find more gold.
Right, and in terms of investors, do you think right now, Ron, that investors understand the general message and direction of the company?
I think they're slowly but surely getting the message. For a long time, they simply divided our market capitalization by our 43-101 ounces, but those were based on roughly the first 65 drill holes in the property, and we've completed about 300 drill holes to date, and we haven't drilled an additional 200-plus holes without finding significantly more gold, and we probably have somewhere between a half a dozen and a dozen holes that have fallen in the category of more than 150 grams of gold per ton in the ground, and we have faith that there is significantly higher resource there, and we expect to be reporting on that in March of 2010.
Great. So, what do you think is missing from your story that if investors better understood you know, about the company would result in a higher valuation.
I just think a greater appreciation for our location, Quebec, for our high grade, which puts us into a category almost by ourselves, and for the market capitalization that we have. We only have about 23.5 million shares outstanding and 24 fully diluted. So we're not like our peer group with a bloated capitalization. And we're moving ahead probably faster than 97% of our peer group in terms of trying to get this deposit proven up.
Well, good. And once again, joining us today is Ron Shore, President and CEO of Midori Minerals, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is MAO, and is currently trading at $4.25 a share. Now, before we conclude, Ron, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Midori Minerals a good long-term investment opportunity?
High grade, safe location, lots and lots of cash on hand, the ability to largely finance half of our activities from the province that we operate ourselves, so we don't have to constantly dilute shareholders for 100% of our exploration effort. The great extent of our drilling, which is really an amazingly high number of meters that we'll be getting at this coming year.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's story and report on your upcoming growth and projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors.
It was all my pleasure. Thank you.